Mayor de Blasio plans to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for thousands of city workers by 2018. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has the story.
The mayor says raising wages is central to his goal of lifting 800,000 people out of poverty over 10 years.
I believe in $15 minimum wage. I've been fighting for it. I want to see the state of New York make that the standard for this entire state, for everyone, public sector, private sector, everyone.
The move is expected to impact 50,000 workers, including direct city employees like school crossing guards and seasonal workers. But that total also includes thousands of employees at not-for-profits that contract with the city, including childcare workers and teacher aides. Jennifer Jones Austin of the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies called the wage increase a crucial step forward for human service workers who have struggled to make ends meet on minimum wage salaries.
And there are people who determine that they want to care for the vulnerable in the city, but they themselves don't want to be vulnerable while working a full-time job.
Still, Jones Austin says more action is needed. The mayor's wage increase comes just days after Governor Cuomo was in New York City to announce his own plans to increase wages for SUNY employees to $15 an hour. Still, the mayor dismissed the notion that this new policy was related to what has seemed to be an ongoing battle with the governor.
But one thing I can tell you for sure, New York City is going to keep acting to improve the well-being of our people, regardless of what the state or the federal government do.
Like the mayor has already done when he extended 6 to 12 weeks of parental leave to non-union city employees. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.